Okay, you're on the air.
Attention, attention. Morning news. News of the day. The only news that we get. Remember the testing and the evaluation. We hope that you looked at Harlan County and reviewed the tape of last people's rally. In the night's class, in the classes this evening, you know the regular program and people's rally on Saturday. If there's any change in that, we will let you know. Those taking extra classes will take their extra hours after the regular classes this evening, and that will finish two of your days. No, that will finish three. I gather we had them done yesterday also, so the classes will be finished when you finish with the extra class Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. To pass the class, be sure you know all the news on the tape of the People's Rally, where we democratically decide all matters, plus Harlem. It certainly reveals that the struggle against injustice in the class system is not one that just confronts we who are brown and black. News of the day. Chairman Wu of the People's Republic of China flies home from Iran. He had to have five times normal security leaving the airport as Iran is shaken by left-wing elements attempting to overthrow the Shah of Iran, a merciless dictator that was placed in power by the CIA, which has also been admitted by the U.S. press. The CIA had the president, who was a popular leader of the people before the Shah, assassinated. In spite of the Shah's attempt to put another so-called political arm of government in and a new prime minister, it has not satisfied the masses in every city, village, and town. Iran wants to maintain correct relations with the Soviet Union, was the final outcome. Chairman Wu said Shah was unable to agree on any political issue because Iran is feeling the encirclement of the Soviet Union and also the left unrest in her own country. So in an astounding and shocking results, Iran refused to make any agreement with Chairman Wu of the People's Republic of China, and in fact said he would follow all lines on foreign policy that would enable the best of relations to continue with the Soviet Union. West Germany. Parliament called in special session to investigate a new spy ring. Communists have purportedly penetrated the highest levels. It is suggested that next to the Prime Minister of West Germany, that prides itself, capitalist Germany, in being the inheritor of Hitler's Third Reich, where these communist infiltrators have been come, where they have been hailed from, and where they got into the German government has not been described. Radio Moscow makes no indication of whether it's accurate or whether it's more Cold War maneuvering. Holtz, one of the government agency representatives, high level of West German official, is accused of espionage, but no official charges are made yet. Algeria denies a Moroccan charge that they sent troops to cross the border to Morocco. They say the cause of the false charge is due to Algerian help to Mauritania. Algeria is trying to assist the Mauritanian government to move leftward and be more representative of the people. Nicaragua. The National Guard has been called to crush insurgents in Matagalpa. So far, 80 citizens have died bravely in the protest in this area, in spite of the fact that Somoza only has in his control the Air Force. The protests still go on, and the people are maintaining control of Matagalpa. In what is perhaps the most astounding and shocking of all breakthroughs to the disdain of the United States, in the last few hours, said Dictator Somoza, the United States has decided to drop me. They have used me, my father, and my sons for years. We are now negotiating for Moscow. We wonder how Washington would feel if we would make our country a Soviet base in Central America. As we always say, capitalist will betray capitalist. And when Somoza was no longer of any value to the monopoly capitalist, they dropped him. But he made a very shocking and surprise move. They said the president retired ill over the matter. He retired to his room ill. President of our own United States. The dollar has dropped further in European markets. The Treasury Department of the United States has sent the next in command to Japan to discuss ways to save the economic system of capitalism. There will be great pressure exerted upon Japan to import more items. As you know, Japan and West Germany, of all the capitalist nations, fare better because they sell more than they buy. Thus, they have a great surplus of money. Like any private individual, who would have a lot of money in the bank in reserve. Whereas USA has no reserve, but owes $3,000 million to people abroad. Western European air traffic is back to normal after the long strike of the air traffic controllers that has paralyzed vacationers in Europe and caused many of them to have to decide to vacation in various Soviet allies, satellites, as the Western world would refer to the Russian Warsaw Pact, and in the Soviet Union. It has been reported that there were 15 times more vacationers than normal at the Balkan and the Black Sea resorts in Romania, Bulgaria, and around the Soviet Union's beautiful resort area. A Britisher has contracted smallpox in England, and now smallpox shots are required. For years, there has been a decision in the highest levels of the capitalist governments. They are not providing these kind of immunizations, not even against measles, and not even against the terrible dread disease of polio. And it has been predicted by a number of doctors in USA and Britain that these diseases would go on rampage again. There has not been in the history of Guyana since independence any case of smallpox, but this could be serious, as we saw the Hollywood movie, The Killer That Stalked New York, where smallpox spread. Now, smallpox shots are required in London, but London has no reserve of the smallpox immunization. A peace was broken between Lebanese fascist Christian militia and the UN peacekeeping forces of Syria, a pro-Soviet ally. The Lebanese Christian militia have been maintained by the Zionist State of Israel. The Christian militia have had another 300 fatalities. Only two Syrians were killed in the confrontation. King Hussein of Jordan warned that a failure at the Camp David talks will lead to Arab government failures and leftist takeovers. He fears Zionist Israeli intransigence, that they're unmovable, that they will not give in on the land that they have conquered aggressively and unfairly. The West Bank from Jordan, Gaza Strip from Egypt, and southern Lebanon from the Christian government under Prime Minister Sarkis of Lebanon. U.S. faces a very serious decision, said the Prime Minister and the King of Jordan, King Hussein. What happens in Camp David on September 7th could very well affect whether or not the world will have nuclear World War III, said King Hussein. Begin Prime Minister of Israel says he will accept a mutual defense pact with the United States and hopes and plans for U.S. troops to be placed in Israel. But the troops that are now being withdrawn from South Korea due to the pressure of People's Republic of China and a number of non-aligned nations and the Soviet Union for the reunification of North Korea and the unpopularity of the capitalist fascist dictator of South Korea, even in U.S. circles, causing them to drop him, has caused a number of troops into the 50,000s to have to be sent back to the United States. The morning news of yesterday said there was no jobs for these people and no placements. They would be temporarily maintained on the East Coast, but will now, according to the BBC commentary, be sent into the Near East. Israel will not allow foreign troops in her occupied areas. She said she will allow U.S. troops to be in the surrounding areas. But the State of Israel, in the first indication publicly that she has a bomb, indicated that she did not trust Washington to put troops on any of the soil that she had conquered. So we have a very uneasy situation in the Near East. As I said, they will allow and welcome mutual defense pact with U.S. and U.S. troops to be in Israel, but will not allow any foreign troops in the occupied areas, only the Israeli army. Rather strange reasoning. They will allow U.S. troops to be on the borders of the territory they have conquered. The Arab League announces that this is unacceptable to have U.S. troops in the Near East. Carter's energy program is in deep trouble. The dollar is in grave trouble as it continues to plummet and fall like a rock, now on the European market as well as the Japanese. The balance of trade is in deep trouble, said the Prime Minister of England. Resolution by Cuba for independence for Puerto Rico. Panama has signed it. Our own Republic of Guyana reaffirms also the right of Puerto Rican independence. Our black Congressman Dellums has supported this move, and it is reported that a number of other black leaders are taking similar stands. It is also reported that Congressman Dellums is under investigation and harassment, as all black officials have to undergo. The United States has always postponed a vote on this in the United Nations. U.S. says the resolution is unpalatable. They will not allow it to be heard before the United Nations body. That Puerto Rico is a territory of the USA. Carter pledges to accept the results of a referendum going through the states by the governors, but says Cuban's resolution is unacceptable, which is rather hypocritical. It means that if the governors, which in Boston, Massachusetts, the state governors seem to be saying, all the governors of the United States seem to be saying that Puerto Rico had the right to be independent if it chose, but Carter is saying that the same resolution made by Cuba, Panama, and Guyana will not be accepted or tolerated. The International Institute of Strategic Studies in London says the Warsaw Pact built up of weapons, but little change in the numbers of nuclear arms, though improved systems means more warheads per missile. They say USSR has a significant addition to its sea power, but that NATO defense system is still the size and quality to ensure a deterrent from Soviet attack. It admits, however, that Soviet naval forces are superior. U.S. has 11,000 nuclear warheads. The Soviet Union has only 4,500. The difference is that the Soviet Union's warheads are 100 megaton, whereas USA has not been able to build a megaton or a missile that will have the thrust to carry any larger megaton than 34. What is the difference in a 34 megaton and a 100 megaton? 100 megaton, if it's placed at the right atmosphere, can destroy all of the state of Texas in one blast. Every living thing would be burned alive. A 34 megaton could not do much more damage than a third of Texas and it would have to be placed at a higher level range than now is available to the United States. The missile thrust, missile power, according to the BBC, the International Institute of Strategic Studies in London, is just weaker than the Soviet Union has. The Soviet Union has the most powerful missiles on Earth. NATO would have to get a major attack from Warsaw nations. That's what the Soviet allies are called, the Warsaw Pact. Warsaw is the capital of Poland. You know, that's where the minorities and the great Jewish resistance took place, that maintained their own ghetto that was surrounded for 3 months. All poor people, people of color, live in similar ghettos throughout the industrial nations. USA no different. Even apartments are built. They're easily sealed off. It has been reported by people like Dr. Ellsberg and Dr. Richard Hammershaw, white man who worked for the University of California, that he says ethnic weapons, as did Dr. Hammershaw, will be used against people of color, that such buildings were not by happenstance, that they can be sealed off. As you know, recent revelations by Dr. Ellsberg, who's a good friend of members of our church and a high policymaker in the Johnson administration, in U.S. government, in Pentagon, in the State Department, said that the neutron bomb has been built, which is jokingly referred to by many in the official armed forces of USA as the Nigger bomb, a bomb to control ghettos because it destroys all living things that will leave the property for big business to pick up when it needs it. There's a new government coalition in Denmark. Due to severe economic problems, the Social Democrats have joined with the moderates, never done before. Much public debt, unemployment unions upset by wage price controls. This is the first time that the moderates have ever joined with the Social Democrats. Social Democrats have had a sort of welfare capitalism. You know, social democracy, it's a step between capitalism and socialism. But the economics of European capitalism affects the social democracies like Denmark and Sweden. The investiture are what Pope John Paul III wishes to refer to as the enthronement is about to take place. Spain, police officers are upset with the government. The police are unhappy about the wave of assassinations and bombings and feel that the government is not doing enough to protect their interest. Historically, the police force of Spain and many countries have been fascistic. They supported the late Generalissimo Franco, who was a Nazi dictator and an ally of Adolf Hitler, who never faced war crimes because U.S. monopoly capitalists needed Spain as a NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, base, and so he became an ally until his death. Then the dictatorship ended, at least in form. But there is a strong and rising fascist move, as there is a strong rising socialist movement in the gypsy part of the country, known as the Basque. Most of the assassinations against high fascist police and military Spanish officials have taken place by the Basque Liberation Front. Continuing with the news. In a surprising move of courage, William and Emily Harris of the Symbionese Liberation Front were offered a sentence reduction of only 5 years at the maximum, and perhaps 2 years, if they would even admit their own guilt that they were involved in the revolution to overthrow the United States government. Voice of America covered it, and they certainly got public relations gains out of it. In a packed courtroom, William and Emily Harris stood before the judge and said, "We cannot take such a compromise." It was suggested if they would agree that they were sorry about their crimes, they might have even 2 years and probation. They said, "We stand guilty as charged. We attempted to reveal to the American people the evil of the ruling monetary class, the rich capitalists. We are not sorry that we attempted to get Mr. Hearst to pay $2 billion that he had robbed by his family and their empire from people four generations in the United States society. Those billions of dollars would have gone to feed the poor, as the few hundreds of thousands that they did obtain were distributed in the Bay Area. They also refused the court's bribes. They said that Patricia Hearst was not, as the DA tried to get them to sign, tortured, or in any way intimidated or brainwashed. She committed the offenses because she believed, while she was with us, in a revolution of the poor people of the country. She did it at her own will. In fact, she begged, said Emily and William Harris, before facing what may mean a 25-year sentence. In a packed courtroom, rounds of applause were heard throughout the Alameda court, and the judge just stooped over and his head bowed with no statement whatsoever. Seemed that he felt some disdain for the district attorney's attempt to get them to lie. He said, "Is it the understanding of the court that you have no remorse?" Hearst stood bravely, without trembling, and smiling, said, "No remorse. We are guilty. And if we had a chance, we would repeat our actions again." Prostitutes will now not only receive sentences, says Radio Sweden, but the customers of prostitution in New York will also receive heavy jail sentences and $500 fines. A criminal record for both, and there will be no way to avoid it. Radio Sweden said the particular reason for this new morality in USA, and Sweden, of course, is not anti-capitalist. It's a social welfare democracy. Said the reason for this particular emphasis on cleaning up New York streets is because black elements have organized the prostitution, and now those who are raking in the monies are black, both the organizers of prostitution and the prostitutes themselves. And, said Radio Sweden, USA does not like black people to make money. Prostitution does not concern them, because only in New York have the blacks gained control of the prostitution racket. We as a people oppose any such behavior, prostitution, drugs, any criminal act. We are fortunate to live in a community where we don't even spank our children, where no violence is allowed, nor do we have to make laws against it, because it just doesn't happen. Where we live without regard of race, creed, or color, in an atmosphere of clean air and beauty and the best of foods, not chemicals like sodium nitrate that the health authorities in USA says absolutely cause cancer, but still they have not been banned. We are fortunate, and we should work harder to make it an opportunity with all these 27,000 acres. We were just praised in the Chronicle, Guyana Press, and throughout the Caribbean for our project, and the important guest who just came and who now have evidence of a conspiracy and will go back, and they make it very difficult for those who have been involved in this so-called concerned relatives, because some of them have created crimes of perjury and also murder and threats of murder. A poll taken in the United States says that Kennedy outdistances Carter. 50% of the people like President Kennedy. 31% like Carter. 18% like Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown, you know, the governor of California went along and endorsed a $1 billion tax cut, which the Voice of America said will affect black people, brown people, and women most of all. Nicaragua, the struggle goes on. In spite of the secret police of Somoza in Matagalpa arresting 200 people, many of them 12, 14, 16-year-olds, the fighting is nothing but a massacre. Massive forces, air superiority that have been furnished. But Carter's not giving enough, and so Somoza says he will look to Moscow. Of course, this must be received with great shock by U.S. capitalists. I have been betrayed, he said, by Carter and the capitalists, and I will call for aid from Moscow if it doesn't cease this betrayal. Continuing with the news. A little more news today than normal. President Brezhnev, Secretary of the Communist Party, USSR, returned to Moscow from the Crimea after meeting with all of his allies in the Warsaw Pact in preparation for what they feel may be an outbreak of nuclear war because of the bellicose attitude of NATO and the belligerence of mainland China. Joshua Nkoma feels liberation forces will be victorious before the end of the year. Joshua Nkoma, which we all must know, is the nationalist leader, along with Robert Mugabe, Marxist leader of the Patriotic Front, that is the true government of Zimbabwe, what the white man refers to as Rhodesia. He said, there's only one way that we will gain our freedom all over Africa. That's through armed struggle. Kosygin meeting with Sudan, the leader of the Sudan Republic, its capital is Khartoum, where the Organization of African Unity met recently and called for USA and her allies to not interfere in the African process of liberation. New attempts to disunite the two countries have been unsuccessful. Brezhnev Crimea meeting included the German Democratic Republic, Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Mongolia, and other unmentioned friendly nations. Concluded, further joint action needed. Condemn NATO for its aggressive warlike stance and buildup. It reiterated the Soviets' backing of Vietnam and Laos in Southeast Asia. Kosygin. Turn Indian Ocean to a zone of peace. Said, it appears that nuclear war is likely to happen. As you know, this area is also a zone of peace by agreement between the Soviet Union and the United States of America. He called for the United Nations to immediately see that no nuclear weapons or testing is allowed, is permitted in any of the Indian Ocean or Indian subcontinent area. Kenyatta's death will be solemnized in a holiday on August 27th. Many foreign delegations. A new head of state will be selected in 3 months. The cabinet of Kenya has already announced that it will be a non-aligned leader. Kenya had been pretty much in the Western camp. As you know, Kenyatta once was the feared warrior of the Mau Mau. They used to try to make tales of terror about the Mau Mau, but even the Western press, U.S. press, has admitted now that it was the Mau Mau, that were really the ones that were tortured and massacred. But Kenya had adopted a very good policy of racial acceptance of all colors. No discrimination against people of white complexion or any other ethnic background. This policy, said the cabinet of Kenya, will continue. But Kenya will be taking a stronger stand on the side of the Organization of African Unity for non-interference by USA and her NATO allies. United Nations resolution voted the end of contacts, any contacts at all, as well as trade with South Africa. The United Nations resolution said that there should not even be consular or embassy status with a regime that is bent on nothing but the destruction of Indians, Africans, and Asians. As you know, South Africa is also negotiating a separate peace, it's been reported by BBC, with the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front and SWAPO for the right to have just a small, rich area at the tip of South Africa where the whites can survive. They will go along with the support of a Marxist state in Mozambique and Angola and in Namibia, as well as Rhodesia. Capitalist always betray capitalist. South Africa says the United Nations has the potential for nuclear weapons and could deliver at this moment an atomic bomb. The neutron bombs that the Air Force sickeningly and jokingly refers to as the nigger bomb that could be used on their concentration camps are in the hands of U.S. NATO forces and not South Africa. But due to the fact that South Africa may have a nuclear bomb, it may mean that Zimbabwe and Namibia and Angola, Mozambique, will agree to the terms of allowing them a small portion in which they may maintain a white state, but the blacks will be allowed to move in other territories and have independent nations of their own and no longer have to be servants of the dread state of South Africa that has been upheld by our tax dollars, as we put just a few weeks ago, tax dollars money from USA, $447 million. Security Council, United Nations, meetings on Namibia, emergency meetings, recommends 7,500 United Nations troops to ensure peace, with independence being guaranteed. The Soviet Union and her Warsaw allies demand that this be equally representative, the UN troops equally representative of the socialist world as well as the capitalist world. Joshua Nkoma, intensification of armed struggle was called for. The only way to get liberation of the richest continent on the world and the largest, Africa, is by armed struggle. China, People's Republic of China, aligned itself with reactionaries, Japanese, in the so-called Treaty of Friendship. It threatens the peace of Asia, says Radio Moscow. Yugoslavian trip weakened socialist solidarity. But, said Radio Moscow, as did Voice of America, China was a loser in Iran. As Iran, surprisingly, some of the strangest places come the most unusual surprises. Iran took a strong pro-Soviet position and did not sign one agreement with China. Nicaragua, Central America, practically all are participating in the general strike. Armed clashes with National Guard and Army. Somoza's son has had to take over authority. Somoza's residence has been bombed by people in a concerted effort to bring liberation. It had been suggested by business elements in Somoza's control, Nicaragua. He was put in power by the U.S. Marines in 1933, that is, his dad was, and then he took over shortly thereafter, and the Somoza family has ruled with an ironclad hand for 44 years with support from U.S. monopoly capitalists and multinationals. And many business elements thought the people themselves would rise up and build a communist state. Now we hear Somoza, a fascist and right-wing dictator, talking of becoming an ally of Moscow. Strange things happen in this world today. Hijacking plane to West Berlin with many East German passengers on board the plane. No news has been suggested. It appears that one steward has been killed in the process of the hijacking by some reactionary element in GDR. Russian education. Starting next month, textbooks will be doubled in all the Soviet schools, and all reading books and literature will be free. That libraries will be available of every text, and there will be an ample supply that any Soviet citizen will be able to get books whenever they desire, said Radio Moscow. Presidium voted for more consumer goods. According to BBC, British Broadcasting Company, more clothes and furniture, etc. There will be 1/3 increase by the fiscal year ending next June. By 1/3, consumer goods, more clothing, furniture, refrigerations, TVs, cars, there will be 1/3 more than there is presently available. 33,000 students in socialist countries, Czechoslovakia, East German Democratic Republic, are studying in the Institute of Tropical Agriculture, which has been called by Voice of Netherlands, Amsterdam, member of NATO, an ally of USA, as the best agricultural institute in the world. Solidarity with Arabs, just settlement in the Middle East, is called for. USSR has said, according to the Voice of the Netherlands, that they will not tolerate a U.S. military base in the military, a military bastion in the Near East. Soviet-Syrian talks are being held of an emergency nature in Moscow by the top leaders of the Politburo, the leading cabinet of the Soviet Union. Any settlement should include withdrawal immediately, said Radio Moscow, of Israel troops in all the occupied territories that they have taken by force. They want to ensure a stable peace. According to the BBC, Moscow said she would do all she could to avoid a nuclear war, but we are preparing for war because it seems that the war clouds are getting lower over our heads each day. NATO arms buildup is increasing and alarming, said Voice of Sweden. Sudan has denounced Israeli plans. Sudan is moving closer to the Warsaw Pact. World Peace Council, September 1st. 130 countries with peace organizations that stand for peaceful coexistence between capitalism and socialism to avoid the hell of nuclear war that, according to U.S. government reports, would kill over 200 million U.S. citizens in the first few minutes. USA is one of the few nuclear powers that does not have any underground shelters. The People's Republic of China has a long complex of cities, even stretching out 100 miles from their main cities, such as Peking, deep, deep in the earth, some 180 feet and some 800 feet. But USA has no such shelters for their people. The Soviet Union also have major underground shelters. And the welfare state, welfare capitalist or social democracy, of Sweden has a complex of underground cities to protect their people. But USA has never felt the necessity of doing this. Anyway, the world peace movement is going to seek emergency changes in international relations to try to avert nuclear war, which the chairperson of the World Peace Council, who is from India, said he feels will happen before the end of this year if emergency steps are not taken to eliminate the Cold War tensions that are increasing in the world's atmosphere. United Nations Special Session, Ways of Implementing Measures to Reduce Arms, is called for as an emergency because of the dangers of nuclear war. Everyone these days is talking on all stations, be they capitalist or socialist, pro-American or pro-Soviet, about the imminent danger, the immediate danger of a nuclear war. African National Conference, conspiracy between the multinationals and U.S. of A, has been brought out by the Organization of African Unity. The creation of troops, commandos, and mercenaries that have been trained and paid for at taxpayers' expense, says the Organization of African Unity, which composes 50 some nations in African continent, some who have been friendly to the USA, some who are non-aligned, and some who are pro-Soviet and pro-Peking. Nonetheless, they all say that there's a conspiracy. First time the BBC has referred to such a charge as a conspiracy between the large multinational corporations that have bought up the grocery stores and bought up the farmlands and bought up the nursing homes in USA and own most of all the wealth of the so-called free world, the capitalist world. 66% of the world wealth is in the hands of just a handful of rich multinational corporations, according to Radio Netherlands even. NATO will form also part of this conspiracy. Mercenaries hired by these multinationals who are being subsidized with U.S. taxpayers' dollars, while Proposition 13 and other such propositions, like the one in California, are cutting off major services and jobs for blacks, Indians, and Asians, and poor whites. The Organization of African Unity said a total embargo must be started immediately against South Africa. On that, the Organization of African Unity agrees totally with the United Nations Conference on Racism that just ended in Geneva, Switzerland. Chinese Premier Tu, Chairman Wang, the Prime Minister of China, arrived in Tehran, Iran, and was pelted with rocks, and left Iran without any treaties or any trade agreements. The leader of state says that popular unrest will not change because of the visit of Hua, but on the contrary, it has increased. Chairman Hua in Belgrade praised the non-aligned movement, but China has tried to hurt the non-aligned movement, according to Radio Moscow. However, in blistering terms, the Chinese Prime Minister has attacked Zionist Israel and called Zionism a form of racism. Racism. Accelerated, that means a stepped-up rapprochement of China and the West, has been charged by TASS. Boosting of bilateral contracts with NATO, which is consistent with China's doctrine of peoples, the three worlds, which we all know and must understand. For Supervisor Edwards, we also realize that this philosophy is based on a moral concept that is difficult for moral humanists to accept, that China says nuclear war is inevitable, will happen, it can't be stopped, it's too late in the day, and so all of their policies are based on trying to bring it about as soon as possible. Angola, the Horn of Africa, Zaire, all have been backed the reactionary elements, say TASS. Chairman Hua never mentioned liberation struggle in Africa nor South America in his talks in Tehran or Belgrade, said the BBC, even British Broadcasting Company, an ally of the USA. He said he only condemned imperialism, but BBC said that USA had better not be taken in, that this is also a move that is just as much endangering the peace of the USA and her allies as it is the Soviet Union. Continuing with news on the local sphere. Call to end practice of doctors dispensing drugs. Mr. Albert Howells, president of the Pharmacists Association, has called for a manpower survey of pharmacists in order to determine how many there were and their ability to serve the needs of the regions. Their suggestion that doctors will not be involved in the process of drugs to stop various capitalistic practices of medicine. Medicines will be dispersed and distributed by people like our own licensed Joyce Park, who's a medical practitioner. And they're going to be very strict about this because they have seen, what they point out, excesses in the practice of dispensing of drugs by doctors. He pointed out that doctors were trained to diagnose and prescribe drugs, but it was the work of the pharmacists and dispensers, which we have both here, a pharmacist and dispenser, to dispense drugs. He said that the Minister of Health, Housing and Labor, Comrade Hamilton Green, declared the conference open here in Guyana, said that he noted observations by Mr. Howells and Mr. Ali, and added that there was the other side to a story where pharmacists performed the functions of doctors by necessity, because doctors were interested more in capital, and we've seen some of that where people in the United States came here and medical clinics said there was no cancer, and we found over 30 and saved their lives, and where the one to operate wrong legs and did, one white lady, but it's been corrected, a white nurse in our midst. So we know that there are those in the medical profession that make it difficult for others who are decent. The Guyanese are now going to be able to fish in the Quarantine River. After months of lengthy negotiations, a peace has come between Suriname, Brazil, rich to our south, and Venezuela, one of the strong leaders of OPEC, where some of the political prisoners that were freed by the activists in Nicaragua were flown to. Now, the fishermen of Guyana will be able to fish in the Quarantine River. The Quarantine had been formally claimed by Suriname. The announcement came this morning from the Suriname Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Paramaribo. We've also built up a number of friends there who have invited our people to come over there and offered various things to assist the orphanage. We're very grateful for contacts, both friendly contacts in Venezuela, 10 miles to our east, and Suriname on the western border of our beloved country of Guyana. Licenses each issued after 8-month government talks. License has been issued for airlines, private airlines, to travel over the Brazilian territory from Guyana. So there's a number of peaceful acts of progress being made between Guyana and her neighbors. Council has moved in cement racket. It has been reported that a cement racket had been going on in New Amsterdam, and the town council, the Cooperative Socialist Council, has now interviewed several, and such activities have been brought to a halt. It was stated that persons were purchasing 300 and 400 sacks of cement from Guyana Refords, WREFORDS, and retailing it at fantastic prices. They will be sentenced on Monday. Warrants issued for forgery. Magistrate Owen Fung Ki Fung, this is a country made up of all races, where racism, even a referral to someone's race, is considered a violation of law and social ethics. This principal magistrate or judge yesterday issued warrants for the arrest of two in the Ministry of Education who have failed to attend court to answer charges brought against them for forgery and uttering forged time slips into the ministry. It is felt that they may have fled to the United States. United States and Guyana has no extradition. That means anyone accused of a crime here, United States will not send them back. That also means anyone that is framed or accused of a crime in the United States cannot ask this government to send them back. There is no extradition treaty between the two countries. 4 months has been delivered to one businessman for selling soap above price, as Guyana has a strict price control. We wish we could say that for every nation in the world. Businessman, grocer, Peter Jardin, sold laundry soap 25 cents above the fixed price. In sentencing Jardin, the court judge magistrate referred to the prevailing of such offenses and the hardships that they were causing to people in the community. He said his most severe sentences will be reserved for those who commit white-collar crime, business crime. He said, we punish people, the working class, for wrongdoings, but he said this court will deal more severely with those who have means and take advantage of the people of this country. Around the Caribbean, Air Jamaica having to use charter planes. Strike has hit Air Jamaica. It has been reported that the CIA is attempting to destabilize